Hi guys, you are tuned in to the fifth and final season of the Swing Flamingo podcast. We talk about swinging, non-monogamy, and all other adult topics. So if you're under 18, leave now. Even though we came into this podcast with over a decade experience, we have still changed and evolved since we have started recording. So follow along with us this final season to see what's coming next for us. Well, guess what? We're still around. We haven't left yet.
I think we need to reintroduce ourselves. It's been so fucking long.
We've had a lot going on. But those of you that don't know, I'm Mrs. Flamingo.
And I'm Lee, no longer Mr. Flamingo.
Mm-hmm. And this is episode 51.
So you mentioned that we've had a lot going on. Let's just jump into the nuts and bolts of it. What have we had going on?
So the big thing is we've moved across town. We've downsized. And when I say downsize, I mean we are throwing shit away that you would not believe.
It looked like a white trash yard sale at our curbside a couple weeks. We were getting rid of so much stuff. We were just at the point, hell, we've moved every 7 years, I would say. So we've had stuff since before we got married that we're just like, this stuff needs to go.
Yeah, in the new house, I didn't even put boxes like in the closets. I left them in the living room and I'm going through every box. Every piece of paper, everything.
It feels like we moved to the other side of the world and we're only 10 minutes from our previous location.
2.5 miles. Yeah.
This was the hardest fucking 2-block move I've ever had.
I know. I agree. No, 100%. It was very stressful, but I'm glad in the end. I'm very glad. We have definitely have a smaller house, but I like it. It's cute.
We have no more kids, so that's a plus. Well, our nephew's moving out this week.
Yeah.
It fucking better be. He's fixing to have his shit on the curb. I've had enough of this.
Another big announcement is after talking, we've decided I'm going to be unemployed for this summer so I can travel.
I had a crazy thought. If we went through sexual partners like you went through jobs, man, we would be knocking them dead.
Don't say that. It makes me sound unemployed or employable.
You're unemployed.
Well, it just...
unemployable.
That makes me sound bad. That's not true.
You've ended up in some shit jobs. I have to say this last one was very misogynistic as well as just a general prick. You've put up with more shit than I would. How many times did I tell you? Just fucking quit. I'm tired of hearing this.
I mean, to the point where he told me and another girl that it didn't matter about our hours because we had husbands that paid our bills. And then he told a young man he needed to find a husband to take care of him like what we had. Who says that?
And you're assuming this guy is
gay
as well. Might be gay. So that's a shitty thing to say on 100 different fronts.
Well, and that's the thing is that he wasn't open about his sexuality. And like, I had no idea. I mean, I did, but I didn't know.
So regardless, I'll be your sugar daddy.
Yep, you're going to have to be.
You have to call me daddy, though. How about a splendid daddy? You're just not going there, are you?
Are you saying you're sweet? Because we're gonna keep going here.
I'm going to keep looking at you till you play into this. The cool thing now is we're coming to you from our spacious new recording studio, a.k.a. our kitchen table.
We're no longer in the closet.
I'm no longer in the closet. You know how long it's taken me to come out? I don't know, as noisy as it is in here, I kind of miss the fucking closet.
Yeah, that's the bad thing is there's no good place to record in this house. It has tall ceilings, no carpet, it's empty. There's nowhere. Our closets are too small for us to record in those.
But we're going to make the most of it.
Yep.
Well, this move hasn't totally hindered our fun. We've been doing a lot of meet and greets and house parties and just kind of laying low.
Yeah, I'm kind of glad because I needed to kind of reset for a little bit. Well, I'm just going to say this, kind of hide a little bit because I get tired of hearing about our new dynamic about how I don't play and I'm a lesbian now.
Oh, I had that actually in my mind. We found out a unknown fact that you're a raging lesbian.
Yeah.
Can I watch? I think you're hiding this from me.
And myself, apparently. Apparently that's in the closet.
You're eating at the Y and you don't even realize it.
That's right.
We'll go into that. Just we were throwing it out there, so kick it off.
Nah, we had some of our new friends tell me that he was told not to talk to us because of our dynamic. And I was like, well, what do you mean? And he said, well, Lee plays, you don't play unless it's with a girl because you're a lesbian. And I was like, no, that's not true. Yes, we've been focusing on the new dynamic to see if that works. Because we, you know, I mean, you're not going to half-ass something. You want to see if it truly does work. And so, yeah, Lee's been playing a lot by himself. That doesn't mean that I'm not playing. And I have got that question quite a bit over the last year about me not playing.
Well, I got to be honest. I tried to set you up with some DoorDash dick recently. A friend of ours posted a picture of him and his wife playing. I'm like, oh, that's Kimmy's position. You should come by and take her out and fuck her. And I ran it by you, and you kind of went, So what's your holdup? This guy's well-vetted. He's well-tested. Hell, he's built like me, so what else can you ask for?
We're in the middle of a move. I had a stressful job. Sex is the last thing that was on my mind.
Fair enough. Well, as you mentioned, my dynamic has been going pretty well on the solo side. I've been out with some wives and unicorns prior to the move. I guess I'm going to have to reestablish myself in that scene pretty soon. But I have to say, one thing that kind of came to my mind on this, without getting too deep in this episode, is you often say I'm kind of DTF. I'm not sure where I stand right now.
How come?
I really feel, and I don't know what you would call it, but the vibe is really important to me. I'm seeing that with the dynamics that I have with different play partners, is a lot of what I feed off of is more the vibe that she and I have. I could have one that's totally beautiful. I've pined for her for some time. The sex is good, but it has a weird vibe, and nothing bad or nothing bad that she does in bed, but I'll have one that's just totally an animal, and that seems to be more the vibe that I want to play with. Does that make sense?
Yeah. I mean, it's just kind of how you're feeling.
I don't know. I'm really going a lot off of what the feel is from the experience. I've had some good sex with one in particular, but I don't know. Afterwards, it's a little bit of a different feeling.
Yeah.
We'll have to dig deeper into that in an upcoming episode.
Yeah. You did experience a first with one of your play partners.
Do you want me to go on that story real quick?
Yes. And let me say this. This is where, if any of you question Lee and I's communication or trust, this is where I would say it could have been questioned, but yet it was. You know, I don't know. Like, just go with the story. They'll get it.
There was a gray area. And I think one thing for me and maybe even us, a personal boundary, is I don't necessarily want to stay the night with a play partner. I see that being a little bit more intimate. But anyway, I had an out-of-town date when I was on travel. And after me and the young lady got finished playing, she passed smooth the fuck out. And we were both pretty tired. So I'm getting dressed to leave. She left her front door unlocked and it wouldn't lock. I couldn't get it locked and go outside, basically.
Okay. So it only had a deadbolt. You didn't have a key to lock it out from the outside, and there was no lock on the inside of the house.
So I tried to wake her up twice and she just kind of kept mumbling to me. And I'm like, oh, I didn't get approval to stay the night with her. So the last thing I wanted to do was leave her house open and something happened to her. You know, if somebody came in, attacked her, stolen anything, I would have been mortified. So I went ahead and crawled in bed with her. I was fully dressed in bed was the bad part. I was laying there like I'm in a convent or something. Finally, after bed, I'm like, I'm going to relax. I'm going to take my clothes off and get comfortable. So anyway, the next morning I was heading back to the hotel. And my first thought was like, Kimmy's going to be calling me with her morning check-in on her way to work. The last thing I want to be do is driving. I was already wanting to be at the hotel and just be like, hey, we need to talk. So anyway, I went ahead and called you and I just told you, I'm like, we need to have a quick talk. I ended up staying the night with this girl because she passed out and I couldn't get out. And you started laughing, which was really a relief to me because I guess based on our play or communication, that could have gone a couple different ways.
I was very comfortable with her. So in that scenario, I was okay. Now you do have some other play partners that I maybe would have an issue with that just because I don't want you to have that kind of a level of relationship with them. But with her, I was 100% okay with it.
Yeah, I was already kind of dozing off and she woke up a couple hours later and she's like, oh, you're still here. I'm like, yeah, we're going to have to talk about that in the morning. I'm not here by choice. I'm not mad, but I'm not here by choice.
Well, and what was funny also is that her cat, was it a cat and a dog?
She had a cat and a dog, and the dog was waiting on me to get in bed and jumped up and basically curled up between my legs, and the cat came and slept on my chest. So here I am, like, sleeping like a vampire, and they're both laying on me.
Sleeping like me?
Sleeping like you, yes. Luckily, it all worked out for the best.
Oh, yeah. Well, and I think that you and her are talking and still going to, like, schedule something in the future, I felt like.
With you.
With me?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I mean, I am a raging lesbian. Maybe I'll just play with her by myself.
Damn. Video that shit, babe. Coming soon on OnlyFans.
So before we get into our kind of topic, let's talk about a date that we had And let's talk about some of the lifestyle discussions you have at dinner.
This was just plain fucking bizarre. We're just going to have to get into it. You want to start off or you want me to?
No, go ahead.
This is absolutely the weirdest freaking thing I've heard, but it's the only reason we wanted to include it. We don't do really alternative lifestyle stuff, but
we are very
alternative kinks, but this one kind of caught us off guard.
And we are open to learning about different kinks to the point where they said these people would come on our show and talk to us. And
can we work that in?
We might. I'm serious.
Before I say what it is, you're going to have to go to the event and check it out. I don't think I could.
I'm not allowed at the event.
Oh, really?
Oh, no, wait. I can go, I think.
Would you go? Before you tell it it is, would you go? You're speechless.
I don't know. I really don't know.
Well, we've seen it from the other. God, we've seen it from the other end. Let me just get into it.
We just got to get into this.
One of our friends we went to dinner with, they were talking about a friend of theirs that hosts fisting events. So we kind of let them go on for a minute. And I said, okay, I just need to stop you. Is this male or female? Is it gay or is it hetero? And they said, no, it is a all men's fisting club / party.
Which, to each their own kind of deal,
They're not doing it to me. I don't give a shit who does it.
But what is crazy is that they have a website and it's almost like Hinder. Is it? Wait, what's the hookup one? Not Hinder.
Tinder.
I don't know. One of the hookup websites. And so they have this secret website that you can basically say, hey, I'm in Deep Elm. And if someone is in Deep Elm, then you have like a hookup and they'll say, hey, go to this bathroom. Yeah, no, this is what they were telling us. You don't remember this?
Yeah, I must have had PTSD or trauma.
Did you blank out?
I heard the male fisting part and my head just started going, ow, my asshole started hurting and I wasn't even involved.
Yeah, no, this is why I'm so just like, what? I mean, they do have events that they have and all that. And that's probably what you were listening to. And then I started listening to the rest of the conversation. But yeah, so they have like, you can say, hey, I'm in Deep Elm on this website or this app or whatever it is. And then they'll say, hey, meet at this bathroom. It's like a hookup deal. It's so crazy.
Well, the part of the conversation that blew my mind is they were saying that these parties would have anywhere from 30 to 75 people, that guys would fly in from all over the United States to attend these. I'm assuming it's pretty damn underground because we've never even heard. It's not something we'd been looking for, so I don't know how we would have found
it.
Yeah,
they have events, and I know fisting's a thing, and I know it's out there, but just to know someone that actually is in this secret, it's almost like a secret society kind of thing. It's crazy. Like, I'm just like, what? This is out there? I guess there's something for everything.
So I guess we're going to have to do some soul searching and see if that's going to be something that's included on episode. I don't know how it fit into swinging or lifestyle, but it is definitely out there. So outside of you going to a fisting event without me, what else is on the agenda for the summer?
Let's see. We're going to hit our Oklahoma City pool party. We didn't hit last year. We needed a break. I mean, we've been going 16 years. So we're going to hit that again this year. We're not going to go all week, though, are we?
I think we're just doing 3 days.
Okay.
Well, I wonder how many poly relationships or marriages I'll break up this year. Seems to be the running thing.
Yeah, a bunch. And then, obviously, in September, around my birthday, we have Pod Bash.
Which is going to be off the hook this year.
Yep.
I talked to Brian. He said there's just a handful of rooms left. I know everybody says that, but this is going to be a sellout. It's secrets. The group that's coming to this. We've had a lot of people asking us about it and said, hey, if you want to try a big event for your first one and be welcomed and right off the bat, it takes away all the anxiety. I said, this is the one for you.
Yeah.
Well, something I'm now excited about is I went ahead and booked us a cabin for my birthday. We have my parents, the kids, and their spouses coming in. This is a badass 3-story treehouse.
It's been on TikTok. Like, if you've seen a huge Broken Bow cabin.
Shit, there's a separate treehouse hot tub section to it. There's a 3-story net bed.
One of the beds goes outside.
There's a 3-story slide down it. There's a waterfall. I'm freaking excited. We have it all to ourselves for one night, so there'll be content filmed all over that damn thing.
I don't know, maybe we should charge for it since I'm not working.
Who are you going to charge?
No one would buy my shit. No one wants to buy anything from me.
It may come down to that. That may need to be your new jam.
I don't think anyone would pay for me. Would you pay for me? Okay. Let me know.
I am paying for you. What do you mean?
Not you. Anyone else. Any of our listeners. I want to know. Would you pay if I got on OnlyFans?
Mama needs some money. Mama needs some new shoes.
Yes.
She'll model them.
Because I don't have enough shoes.
Hence the whole fucking U-Haul. We didn't cover that part. It took you a whole fucking U-Haul worth of clothes during this move. A whole fucking 10-foot U-Haul.
It was not 10, it was 17 foot.
Jesus Christ, you made it even worse.
But in all fairness, it's very organized. They are all in totes of...
color and fashion.
Liked. You're making it sound real bad.
It is real bad.
But I have everyday wear, I have work wear, I have lifestyle wear, I have costumes, which took up a lot because we dress up so much. I'm going to cut down. Here on out, I'm just going to wear the same glow outfit every party. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm going to hold you to it. You said it.
But here's my question is, I was going through my clothes and getting rid of some. Where do you donate some of these lifestyle clothes? I mean, I have t-shirts that say like swing or whatever.
Fucks well with others?
Yeah. No, I actually have one that says, let's go have sex. Where do you take that? Goodwill? Are they going to take it? Seriously. Where do you take these outfits? Do they not look at that and say, who the fuck are these people?
You need to just take a bag of that to Goodwill and drop it off. Can I get a receipt for these?
I need you to itemize them out. Please go through there.
That would be funny just to have you do it. All right, so let's get into the meat and bones of this episode. The big event we're hitting this summer, I think, is our 10th year of attending, and will be Naughty in Orleans. Naughty in Orleans. So I think this episode, we will just give our survival guide for surviving the Naughty in Orleans week.
Some of you have been to Naughty before, but maybe you'll learn something new, a new trick of the trade.
We've had a couple friends that are reaching out that said, any advice, because this will be our first year, or we're coming back this year and want to cover more of it. So we just jotted down some notes of what we think the best way to tackle this event is.
This year, if you see us, please come talk to us, but only on good terms, because we will be supervisors and we only want to hear good things.
We did such a good job last year putting the ass in ambassadors that they stepped us up a notch.
Yes, we're excited. So let's talk check-in, only because it seems stressful. Especially if you're new, when you pull up to the Astor, it's a little stressful. I'm not going to lie. I get anxiety about it.
Yeah, I can't say I've ever heard any other podcast cover that, but even when I go to New Orleans, it's not as bad as when you pull up for Naughty. One thing we encourage you is when you get there, start having your shit ready. You might need to stop outside of the city of New Orleans if you're driving in. If you're in an Uber coming from the airport, kind of have your stuff ready that you need to have, because you hit that sidewalk next to the Astor or Nopsey this year, it's going to be pandemonium, regardless what time you come in.
Yep. Get ready to get out, get your stuff, get a bellboy to get your luggage off of Canal Street, because it's always packed right there. You know, don't be standing around waiting, because you have people waiting and they're driving around the block. Get in and get out. Get a quickie.
You know how I am with quickies.
Yeah.
I'll do the best I can, though. Now, as you mentioned, once you get everything slung out, if you are in an Uber, hey, you're in the clear, you can move forward from there. But if you drove to the event, you're going to have to figure out a parking situation. Now, a couple tips. First thing, I'm just going to say the parking at the hotel is expensive. I've never parked a car there.
Well, I'm going to be honest, they're a little overwhelmed because there's a lot of people coming in, especially if it's flights or people driving in. They get overwhelmed, I'm not going to lie.
My tip here would be go ahead and Google parking around the Astor. There's one over on Gravier over by Colette, a couple blocks away. You can kick your spouse out. She can get you checked in or start that process and get in line. You can walk the four blocks. It'll also save you a pretty good chunk of money. It's quite a bit cheaper.
Well, on the flip side, on checkout, by doing that, I have literally sat down in the lobby while you've walked to go get our car, bring our car back, and we were able to load our stuff quicker than someone that had to wait on them to bring their car around.
Well, there's different check-in days. One of the packages you can get for Naughty is Wednesday through Sunday. The other is Thursday through Sunday. But typically, Sunday morning, everybody's heading out the door about 8 a.m. for flights, unless they're staying over, being smart and staying over an extra day.
And also realize that the bellhops take your luggage up to your room. Unless you carry it, they want to take it up there. So make sure you have a tip for them ready.
If you have more than one bag, I can tell you the luggage carts are in high demand because everybody brings a lot of luggage and a lot of outfit changes. So plan for that accordingly to and from.
Well, and make sure that when you check in for your room, depending on if you come with a big crowd, if you just came in from the airport or whenever, there's going to be a little bit of a crowd the first couple days. You're going to wait, be patient, talk to people, get to know whoever you're standing next to. The staff, they choose to work there that week because they've done it so many years. So they want to be there. They want to help us. So make sure you tip them. You're nice to them. Do everything we can to keep them happy because they want to help us.
The next important part of this puzzle we need to talk about is the lanyards that you receive after you check in, and you check in with the event hosts at the check-in desk. Your lanyard is your key to everything that goes on that weekend. A couple things we encourage people is, again, is it required for any party you go to?
Yes. Every party, every floor you're on, like you, that is your lifeline. Do not lose it.
If you walk out of the hotel without it, walk around the block and go to get back in the hotel, they'll have security later in the day that is going to ask for your lanyard. You're going to be standing there waiting on somebody if your spouse is in the room or whatever. So always keep that on your body.
And if you lose it, guess what? You're going to get charged.
Yeah, that's just a safeguard. That way nobody finds one on the street and sneaks in. You know, the other thing is it keeps Bob's investment protected. Nobody's handing them off and making $50 on the side. You know, it's going to cost you a pretty good penny. I think in years past, it was $100 per lanyard.
So it's probably gone up now, though.
It very well could have. So make sure it's on you and you keep up with it, because we overhear people talking every year that they lost theirs and it cost them X amount. So it is a real fee. Another thing that is in the years past has been on the lanyard is a scan code for the schedule, which we always pitch that the schedule is a very important part to us. We actually checked the website today, hoping to see it. And it's not up yet, but we scrutinize the schedule pretty hard to see what we want to do and where we want to go.
Well, and it's not set in stone. Sometimes it does change. Let's say a presenter gets sick, something happens with one of the venues. And so it's current in real time. So talking about the schedule, let me give a suggestion that we do every year. Still, we've been going to this 10 years and we do this. So I print it out, old school. I highlight it. Like, let's say I'm yellow, then Lee will be purple. And then we go back. And then we circle the ones where we've overlapped. And then that way we know, hey, we definitely want to hit that massage class because we both marked it. Because there's been times, and I'm going to say even last year we did this. We did that, but not really. We didn't look at what classes we had. You just assumed that I wanted to go to this hand job class. And I was like, no, I'm not up for that.
And you assumed I wanted to go to a fisting class and I got a flight back to Dallas.
Oh, for the fisting convention?
Yeah, I'm done. I'm checking out on that one.
And you never know what you might be interested in on the schedule. There's so much going on.
The other thing we encourage everybody on this is you're not going to cover it all. It's a big event. With that said, there's multiple things going on at the same time. So just be prepared that you're not going to conquer the whole event. You can't do it. From our side, we have to figure out what's important to us and what we want to squeeze in and what we want to omit as it happens.
And be flexible with your schedule, because you never know what's going to happen.
Yeah, there have been times where we've had a class or something locked down at, say, a late afternoon, evening class that we wanted to attend, and someone invited us to dinner. Well, the couple we wanted to go to dinner with really trumped whatever class it was.
Yeah. But
there's some that we're locked in. We'll just tell people, hey, we'll be out of pocket from 10 to 11. Come see us after that, or come look for us after that.
Yeah.
This week is all about what you want to get out of it, but we always think the schedule is the best starting point to map out your plan for the week.
Well, especially because it gets so overwhelmed. You're like, oh my gosh, I've got to go down to Bourbon Street. They have two parties going on. Then there's classes going on. And then there's, you know, another hotel that has a lot of stuff going on. It becomes a lot.
Well, I was amazed the couple years we've worked as ambassadors, people will see us in our shirts and they're like, hey, what's going on now? It's like, there are schedules everywhere. There's a schedule on your scan. I know you have an iPhone or a modern phone. Scan that code on the back and it'll tell you where to go.
Well, and even on the second floor in the past, the TVs will say what time stuff
there's
is.
There's an event at the beach
or classrooms.
Or here or there. Yeah. Use that to your advantage and map out your week with it. Another thing we want to go ahead and put in here is weather and clothing. If you've never been to New Orleans, the weather changes every 3 hours. And it can go from unseasonably hot to absolutely torrential downpour.
I shower more in New Orleans than I do anywhere else.
We've been caught in more rainstorms and drenched in more storms in New Orleans than we have anywhere in the world.
And I will say, like, shoes-wise, be smart about it. I don't wear high heels down Bourbon Street. I wear tennis shoes that are comfortable, that if they get wet, it's not going to matter. And I know in the past, you've taken two pairs of tennis shoes. If one gets wet, and then you'll have a dry pair.
I would say leave the high heels at home. They look sexy, but it's not sensible for anything you're going to do that week. Even the ballrooms after a bit, you'll be tired of them.
Yeah.
Next thing we want to touch on, and this was always a big one to us, is alcohol. I guarantee you from the time you get, hell, you may even get a drink in your hand as soon as you get out of the airport or in the airport. But one thing we always encourage everybody is hydrate and moderate during this week.
Yeah, this is not a let's party and throw down. This is it's a marathon.
You have 4 or 5 days, depending on how long you're there. So again, pace
and
yourself.
All day. It's almost a 24-hour party for 5 days kind of feel.
We've met people that have literally disappeared for a day and a half because they got so hungover or so sick that they missed a quarter or a third of the time they were there. That's not worth your money at that point. You're going to miss so much. We're not going to say that sleep isn't important, but if it's a forced sleep and it's a day and a half worth, you're going to miss a lot.
Well, and you got to remember, drinks are strong there. So let's say you go to your local dive bar that it's watered down. You don't realize there it's not. They want you drunk because they want you to buy more and more.
The other thing to keep in mind is where you're going. For example, Colette, any of the nights you go there is BYOB. Some people have shown up and thinking it was an open cash bar club. It's not. You need to bring your own alcohol.
And no ice chest. I just always throw that in there because a lot of places, some Colettes, you can take a little ice chest or something. This one you cannot. You check your drinks into the bar.
Which is kind of sexy, but it's also going to hinder your drinking. We always tell people up front that you're not going to get drunk in there because they're not going to serve you fast enough to get drunk.
Yeah.
Which is sometimes a good thing. The other thing on your lanyard is there's typically a punch card on there for your Colette visits. I believe the first one's free. Second one is half off and then charges a little bit accordingly from there.
Yeah.
But you get one free night. Encourage everybody, if you're from out of town and never been to a Colette, definitely check it out. John and Jackie run class act clubs. That's a nice one. It's not our favorite, but and we've been going long enough. We don't even care to go to the club. We'll go there next week rather than naughty. So, but do check it out if you're from out of town.
So let's talk about buying liquor down there. There's drinks in Walgreens, CVS. Every store down there sells.
Yeah, you can stock your own room if you want to do that and save on drinking in the bars if you just want to drink when you go to your room. The thing you have to remember, though, is there's no fridge in your room, so you're going to have to find somewhere to store it and find ice accordingly.
And you can't carry a Yeti of your drink to the parties, so you got to remember that.
Yep, not parties or cash bars, and they are a little bit pricey. We'll typically buy one if we don't feel like going back to the room, but we kind of use that as our breather during the night parties, is go back up the room and grab a quick drink and go back down. This is probably going to be a big part of your budget. So how much do you want to spend? Tip of ours, as regular visitors there, the prices on Bourbon Street are super high. You can literally walk one block off Bourbon either direction and find a dive bar or Irish pub that's going to have much cheaper, probably stronger drinks.
Yeah. And I will say this, there is some cheap $5 cash bars. So if you want to know those, then you need to come and track us down and we will tell you our secret cash local bars.
We'll tell you in person. We're not going to clog our bars so we can't get into them.
That's right.
Well, one thing that's very unique to this event is what they call the Sexual Freedom Parade. They basically, one night of the event, everybody dresses in white and marches through some pre-distinguished path through the French Quarter.
And everyone knows parades are a big deal down there, so it is really cool if you have not participated in one.
As we mentioned earlier, wear sensible shoes for this. If you're trying to walk this parade path in heels, we've heard of broken ankles from it, so yeah. Think about what you're doing.
Also, make sure if you do not want to have your face out there, wear a mask. If you do not want your names out there, tuck those lanyards in.
Those what?
Lanyards.
Lanyard?
Lanyards.
Okay. Lantern?
Lanyards.
Okay. Well, that was a tip we were thinking about earlier, is you're going to need it to go everywhere, but you will get recognized by people. You may get snarky comments from people, so it's something you're not prepared for. If you are not prepared to be in a picture with your lanyard, being open as a swinger, you might want to tuck it in or put it in your pocket as you're walking the streets.
Or your bag or purse.
Keep it on your person, but you may not want it exposed, just based on what you may end up on Instagram or the interwebs with your picture out there as a swinger.
Well, and also we're going to talk a little bit of some tidbits, but Bourbon Street has bourbon cams that anyone can pull up. So just make sure that if you're at a job or something where you don't want that, just make sure it's not noticeable.
Hey, the parade's an awesome deal. Even if you're not walking in it, we encourage you to find a balcony on the path, root for our crowd, throw beads, cheer, whatever, even if you're not going to be walking in it. Well, another little pro tip that I like to throw out there, you and I don't care about being in the parade. They're neat. We'll watch the first block of it. But usually the parade ends at an offsite party, which will be House of Blues, Colette, somewhere different. Here's our tip. If you want to beat the crowd and get a good seat in the club, skip the parade and go to the venue that's hosting the offsite party.
Yeah, just at least watch the first part of it and just be aware that it never starts on time. And so you're going to have fun and it is cool, but then just hightail it to the next spot. If you're not in it. moving on, let's talk more about some of the classes.
Well, for us, are classes a yes or no? I think we've already established that.
Yeah, I'm definitely a yes, and I think they should be for everyone. I think that this is a good event where you can learn different things, you can try different things, and even though you might not be into, I'm just going to use fisting since we talked about that. You might not be into fisting. They'll have a class on fisting, and I recommend just going just to broaden your educational knowledge on the lifestyle.
The fuck I will. Unless we're talking about fisting you.
I'll be dragging you in there. Let's go.
Oh, are we fisting you? Is that it? We haven't established who's taking it.
No.
No what?
Just because I go to something doesn't mean I'm going to do it.
The fuck you won't. We hear a lot of people making the nerd comment that I'm not going to go to a party and go to a class. Well, it's also you can really broaden your horizons, sometimes learn a new skill set. The other thing we always encourage is you can meet a ton of new people there. If it's something you're legitimately interested in, chances are the other people in this class are going to be interested in, and you're going to be able to start picking out potential playmates.
Well, and if nothing else, you'll have a story that you can tell later on about, you know, like, oh my gosh, we tell the story. We went to this BDSM one, and it was a little over our heads, but I'm glad we went just because it was just like eye-opening, I guess.
Are you talking about the Russian playmate ballerina that was talking about castration?
Yes.
Yeah, that was way over my head. As gorgeous as she was, I have nightmares about this.
But we did not leave, and we have stories, and we tell them, and I don't regret not going to that class.
I still have nightmares. You ever seen a fat kid pass out in public? It's scary. I was getting a little nauseous.
But no, it was very interesting. I think it was interesting. Just like if we wouldn't go to a class on fisting, but if they had one, and I went, I would be interested because when they have these classes, they don't just surface it. Like, you're not walking in and they're like, all right, we're all going to go get fisted. You know, they're actually talking about what it is, the safety of stuff. Depending on what it is, like, let's say the BDSM classes, they talk about safety. They talk about the different meanings, the different layers of this. So some of the lifestyle ones that we went to in the beginning, it was more, you know, like terms, what this is. And so it's really good to go.
And as someone that sits through a shit ton of business presentations and Skype meetings and team calls, we have yet to go through one that I wasn't impressed with. The people that they have presenting know their shit. Let's run a few. What are some of the favorite classes we've attended or that's been a highlight for you?
When we first started, I did enjoy John and Jackie's Jealousy. It was interesting just because they're from the Midwest, and so it was interesting hearing their background because I could relate to it easy. I found that very knowledgeable. Another one that I really liked was The Hypnotist.
That was a neat one. You drug me to it, and I'm glad you did.
Although I do bitch because
you learned to squirt from it.
I learned to squirt from it. Never thought I would have learned to squirt and learned to squirt from that one.
Well, playing off that, something that I really enjoyed last year was you doing the lap dance class for me. You've done it years ago when we first got together just playing, but making you do it for an hour was a different thing. And you did really good. It was sexy. If your wife has never done one for you or is insecure about it, that would be a great place to go learn. It was non-pressure. Hell, you've mentioned there were guys doing it last year. Not my jam, but
The girls were in the chair and then the guys were learning. I mean, you had professionals in there, but it wasn't like the pressure of like, oh my gosh, I don't want to dance in front of this person. Everyone was just focused in on their partner. And so it was fun.
Well, one that we've threatened to go to for a number of years, and I have a feeling if we have time outside of our schedule this year, is the speed dating. Now, there's regular speed dating and there's naked speed dating, which we heard some stuff on the regular speed dating last year. It was kind of tantric or whatever, and maybe a little anxiety for our friend that was in it.
Yeah. A lot of people went, and so that was overwhelming for him.
We were hearing on one of our calls that a lot of people aren't able to attend it because of the sheer volume of people that come out to it, and they're actually talking about spillover classes for that section this year on the speed datings. So I think we'll have an opportunity to get in on it.
Oh, yeah.
I'm curious to see how it goes in a lifestyle setting.
Yep.
The next thing that's always been a big deal to us, and we're going to have to get serious on this, depending on our work schedule, is the theme nights this year.
I love to dress up.
They went out of the box on some themes this year. Usually they're kind of run-of-the-mill, but these events this year are a different breed.
So I'm excited about the first one, which is
Haunted New Orleans.
Yes.
You got ideas? Throw out some ideas. What would you do that was...
You could go ghost, like any kind of a ghost theme. You could do any kind of vintage looking, like, I don't know.
Old Victorian,
yes.
Kind of pasty.
There's so many different ways you could go with this.
The next one, and we have seen that at some events, is Out of This World, which could be Aliens, Star Trek, Star Wars. Hey, babe, which one's Darth Vader in? You better get this one right or you're going to need to find a job.
I'm just going to wear my Stormtrooper outfit.
But fuck, we could do that.
Mm-hmm. We could.
We might do that. Fuck, I didn't think of that. Yeah, okay, go ahead.
You could go. I'm not doing galaxy.
I'm not doing Slave Princess Leia this year.
Yes, you are. No, we could do galaxies. You could do silver if you wanted to go simple.
You can find those bodysuits anywhere.
Yep.
There's a lot you can do with that one. Without breaking the bank.
Or just stars. You could do just so much, so many different little options.
Well, let's look at Friday nights. Pineapple Pride. I think everybody in the lifestyle has some piece of clothing with a pineapple on it.
If you do not have a pineapple,
you're new. or you're lost.
Or you're like us and have finally just thrown them all away.
It may be Flamingo Pride for us that night.
Yeah.
We may rock the boat.
And then, of course, Mardi Gras night.
And you make fun of me. I'm always bored with that one. Again, I've been to a dozen Mardi Gras. We've been here 10 times, so I'm so used to purple, green, and gold. But what did you say about it?
A lot of people are coming in from out of the country, definitely out of the state. And so this is, you know, somewhere that they haven't been able to dress up for this. So they love it. They have fun.
If you're coming from France or Germany or somewhere like that,
yeah.
Mardi Gras is not a...
I mean, it's just like a lot of people dress up for 4th of July. It's exciting at times.
In the United States, the rest of the world's like, fuck us. So a couple tips on your costumes. We've established some ideas for this year's. A couple things to keep in mind.
My first tip is don't go bulky. And what I mean by that is no wings, nothing that you're going to hit the next person next to you. Because it's going to be crowded and you're going to end up miserable.
Keep it light. Keep it sexy. Keep it able to downsize as the night goes. It gets hot. You're dancing. You're in a room full of people. It's overtaxing the AC. It's June, July in New Orleans. You're going to be warm. So we've overdone it to the point that we've melted.
I know a lot of people that have multiple outfits and they get skimpier and skimpier as the night goes. This is where I do recommend it.
I have to say, we've done masks plenty of times, but masks become a hindrance, especially if you're trying to meet people.
Yeah.
Hey, it looks cool for a bit. We may just carry ours for the rest of the night.
Yep.
Okay, so since we are big cosplayers, let's give some people some ideas where they can buy this stuff affordable. Again, it's going to vary with your budget, but throw out a couple ideas where you do some of your shopping for outfits for parties.
Well, obviously, Team U, because I'm real big into that right now. Amazon.
They shipped us a free Asian guy the other day. You bought so much from them. They shipped us free Asian kid.
Shut up. They have a U.S. warehouse now. Okay. They just opened it.
There's your job opportunity.
Amazon, then Party City, Party Galaxy, lingerie stores.
Your local stripper store?
Yeah, just go simple or big, depending on what you want. If you decide you're flying in and you don't want to have that luggage, because those costumes do sometimes get to be a lot, let's shop local. So
we have some favorites there that you'll probably want to mention.
Yes. Cutie Pie Boutique. You actually get a discount if they see that you're with Naughty.
It's one block off of Bourbon, so yep. It's easy to get to, and they are super receptive to the lifestyle community. I buy something every time I go to New Orleans, even for work from you there. They're nice people.
I mean, there are some things that are pricey, but then again, there's other things that... It's so cheap.
They already know the themes. I was in there a month ago and was talking with one of the managers or owners or whatever, and he was asking what we were wearing for it. So if you walked in and said, hey, I'm with a Naughty group, I need an outfit for X or whatever, he'll be able to put it together.
Yep. And then there's obviously the Hustler of Hollywood that's there on Bourbon. And I believe you get a discount card in the gift bags there. And then one of my favorite stops is No Rules Fashion. That place, you will buy something. There's no coming out of there without something.
It's not the cheapest place, but it's basically like Hot Topic on steroids. They have so many rave and goth and sexy outfits. It's
for anything and everything. And they do have an online too, I found out. And they'll ship it to you.
Well, the other one we want to mention that's, again, another block off Bourbon is Trashy Diva Lingerie. This is more upscale and pricey, but man, they got some beautiful lingerie pieces in there.
So anyways, those are some of our favorite places. Check them out.
One other pro tip is you are putting the effort to dress up as well as everybody else, hopefully. Easy way to meet people is comment and compliment people on their outfits. ask them where they got their shoes. Ask them if it's a custom-made thing or handmade thing that you can tell. Ask them how long it took. Start a conversation by that. People appreciate compliments, and that's the easiest way to meet someone new. Well, let's get in the next segment. Let's talk a little bit about bar events and night parties.
Now, I will say this is where you definitely need to monitor your drinking. And I say that because there's been a year where I've had to go back and nap. I'm not going to lie. Naps are okay.
You took a 30-minute nap that lasted the rest of the day.
Yeah, and I missed out.
That was before.
You did go.
No, the fuck I didn't. I sat in the room and watched TV. That was before I was a little bit more out on my own. So that was it for me that night, too.
Well, okay, so 2 years. Said sometimes I get a little too much to drink when I get excited.
Well, it's going to happen. Now, another quick pro tip here. Don't forget your lanyard. How many people have we seen standing in line? They get to the front. They say, let me see your lanyard. Then people go, oh, shit, we left it in the room. So be sure it's on you. Yeah. You will not get in.
Nope.
Neither will the rest of the public, which is good.
Yeah. And I will say they give you gift bags. So a lot of times people will throw them in that and turn it in, you know, like inside out or backwards where you can't see the, you know, like the logo where it's blank. So, I mean, that's a good thing to try.
Where this party usually starts is the drinkery on Wednesday. That usually sets the tone. We always laugh. We walk in and start seeing people that we haven't seen in a whole year or 2 years.
I feel like we know them.
Yeah. And it feels like it's just off and running from there. So definitely, if you can get to the drinkery one, start there.
And remember, everyone there is there to meet people. Yeah, you might have your few friends or this and that. Go and talk to everyone. Everyone you walk past, say hi, talk to them, whatever.
Well, here's something that we've learned that we can't believe. Strip clubs can be fun with swinger friends.
We went to the guy one. Was it Hunkies or?
Yeah,
Holes? Whatever.
Totally out of hand. Which you're used to seeing me getting out of the shower, so you weren't really impressed. But
yeah, saw your strip tease dance.
Yeah, fuck you did.
But I mean, it was fun with our group. Our groups do make a difference in the lifestyle. When we have a big group, it's fun. For us, I know one thing that we do, because a lot of times there'll be two parties either across the street from each other or on the same block or the very next block, but we'll hit both of them just to check out and see which one we like the best. And then we'll go back to whichever one we want to end up with.
All the parties are top notch, but again, there's a few that everybody gravitate towards. So you have to get there early. One of them is the beach. We've had hit or miss as getting in there early or not. It is a fun environment regardless where you're standing at in there. But I'd say you want to be up front by where the foam party section is.
Yeah.
In the middle of the dance floor.
It's always loud. There's a lot of dancing, a lot of foam, you're going to get wet somehow.
There's always some people hidden in the foam having sex.
So let me say this. This is a know your area and be an adult. Don't be fighting. Don't be drunk and falling over. Nudity is illegal there. But if you do it, I don't know, I don't want to say correctly, you can get away with it. I think just be an adult. Know your limits. Don't be trying to fight. Have fun. And just be careful with your nudity. If we have a private party going on, you can get away with it a little bit more, but don't be walking down the street naked. I always recommend pasties because that's actually the law there, but you know, have fun.
Another one you need to check out is the Miss No Swimsuit Contest. I believe Miss Kimmy's entering it this year, getting us that free trip to Cancun.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Hito, where the fuck it's at. I'm sorry. I still don't know. See how much attention I pay other than the nudity.
You don't even know where they're going. You're just like, let me see the tricks. What's the talent?
We have seen some pretty amazing talents. The chick pulled the banner out of her ass that time that scrolled out, vote for me.
Yeah. We've seen
numerous butt plugs.
All kinds of different stuff.
It gets crazy. If you haven't been, that's definitely one you need to hit. Another party, and I'm not even sure which bar it is, God forbid, the Temptations group usually throws a big party that includes Temptation Cruise giveaways.
Yeah. Actual cruise giveaways.
Actual ones? Not just
actual. They don't just say it. They actually give them away. iOS Connection always has really good parties, and he's back this year. I know he'll be poolside parties, but he usually does a bar party also, and it's always crazy and packed.
Well, you just brought up a word that we usually skip some of the street parties for is the rooftop pool parties. They are usually off the chain.
Yeah.
Now, if you're going to be out there very long, remember sunscreen, remember some fluid other than alcohol, because it gets hot as balls and toasty up on those rooftops.
Oh, yeah.
We've seen more people passed out at those than I think we have anywhere else, just because of the sheer amount of heat up there.
Walgreens and CVS sell sunscreen.
And hangover medication if you need it.
Yes.
Now, the night parties that are going on, there are typically two big ballrooms. One of them will typically be a rave. The other will usually be something more danceable. So depending on what your mood is, you can usually find one that appeals to you.
And with that, talking about dressing up, if you don't feel like dressing in theme and you just want to go kind of in a glow theme, go to the rave one because they always have the blackout lights in there.
Now we're going to shift gears a little bit away from the party stuff and talk about a favorite topic of ours, and that's food. Hey, this is a damn near a week-long event. You got to get some sustenance in you at some point.
One of the tips that I always throw out there is, because this is what we do, is order one item and then share it. Because the food is so big there. No matter where you go, we always share our food.
One, it saves on money. And two, if we want to try something else elsewhere, you know, we can have another small meal without breaking the bank.
Yeah.
I can assure you, if both of you order your own plate, you're probably going to go home with leftovers.
Oh, yeah.
Another thing that you bring up quite often is throw snacks in the room. You may not make it out for three meals a day, but you'll definitely be going to the room at some point. And again, throw some trail mix or something on your stomach before you go back out for your next round of partying. Yep. It'll save you in the long run.
Grab a snack, grab a water. Every time you go to the room, be smart.
So let's talk about a couple places, give our recommendations. Again, we could do a whole episode on where to eat in New Orleans. One thing we definitely say is check out Cafe Du Monde at some point. In our opinion, hands down the best beignets. There'll be a wait, but it's worth the time and effort.
It's a good walk, but it's an enjoyable walk.
When have you ever enjoyed walking?
I enjoy walking there because I window shop.
Okay, there's an ulterior motive.
I mean, how many locals there know me, like the jewelry store?
Like, this chick's got money to spend.
Yep, they're like, oh, there she is. She's in town.
Did you get your husband's card this time? Let's run down a couple places that we recommend. Breakfast, where do you recommend eating?
Two Chicks.
Which is great. It's over on Gravier, yep. Down the street from Colette.
And then Ruby Slipper.
And there's multiple locations of that, so you won't go wrong at any of them. The menu's the same. The food's amazing.
Ruby Slipper, call ahead. You can get reservations. The other one, you can't. And I will say this. For me, breakfast is the most important meal because you might not get a chance to eat a real meal later in the day because you're so busy partying. And that is the best time to, you know, the night before you've met this couple and you say, hey, let's go do breakfast in the morning. We're going to meet up at 10 or 11. That's a good time. Everyone's chill to meet up with people.
Everybody asks, where's the best gumbo? What do you think?
Bourbon House.
I was going to say just anywhere, but yeah.
I'm actually going to say Bourbon House. I know. It's shocking.
Okay. So that kind of ties in where you would recommend for dinner. What's your recommendations?
Bourbon House. Bourbon House. And I also like Royal House. Those are my favorite. Royal House has this Cajun pasta I really like. And Bourbon House, I do their gumbo.
Perfect recommendations. If I was to throw two out, I'd have to say Coteri, a little bit more upscale. You don't have to be wearing a suit or anything, but it's a little bit nicer food than most of them on Bourbon. The other is Oceana's. A little bit touristy, but the food there's never disappointed. And the proportions are huge. I feel a little weird. Is that all we had to say about the food this time?
We're trying not to talk about the food.
No, I'm sitting here going, oh, we should say this. We should say that. But I think we're going to cut it short there.
I keep wanting to talk about the oysters and about this and about that, but we're not.
We can dedicate our whole next episode to oysters. How's that? Oysters, yes. And fisting. How's that? Okay. No, what goes better than those two? All right, let's get sexual on this. Let's talk about the playrooms a little bit. Naughty New Orleans is known for them. They're always stigmatized. Everybody's always scared or into them. So let's get into our tips and ideas on the playrooms. Let me ask you this. Are the playrooms for everyone?
No, but yes. Yes. I'm going to say no, but yes. And the reason is because sometimes it can be overwhelming, but I do feel everyone should go to the playroom. If you think it's going to be a lot for you and you're kind of like, I don't know if I want to go earlier in the night. There's going to be there's action, but it's not as packed with people.
The intensity builds up the later you get. Plus, people are a little bit more intoxicated the later it gets. So it kind of changes the vibe.
Yes. Now, so let me ask you this. There are staff everywhere there. So what are they for?
It depends who you ask. Some of them think they're there to hit on people. The other think they're there for customer service.
No. If they're working under me, they better be there for customer service.
Good thing I'm at a different hotel than you. I'm like, hey, baby, what you doing here in an hour?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to be that guy, I promise.
I mean, I wipe people's foreheads with their towels. You know me.
You're a little too involved.
Sometimes, yes, but it's fun. Now, I will say, use the staff in the playroom. And I say that because they're all assigned to different rooms, which we'll talk about the rooms here in a second, but they'll help you find a bed. They clean the beds. Let them clean the beds. Let them take the sheets off. Let them put new sheets on. They have gloves on and they are trained to do that. They do not give you condoms and they do not give you lube. Bring your own. You need to have a robe with a little play bag in it or a little bag to carry your street clothes in, because you're not allowed street clothes.
In other words, act like you've done this before. We understand it may be some people's first time, but think ahead what you may or may not need. That was one thing that always irritated the shit out of us. Hey, will you keep up with this? No, I won't. They're your clothes. Put them in a bag. Put them in a pile. Hey, if you can't keep up with them and you have to walk back to your room naked, hey, I'm real sorry about that. That's your fucking worry, not ours.
Well, and they'll give
We're there for you. We're there to make sure you have a good time. But again, being an adult, we're not there to babysit you.
And if you have any issues with anything, you go to the staff member and let them know. Don't try to work it out on your own with someone that you are having a little quarrel with or whatever. Use that staff member.
So let's go through a couple of the rooms. People have never been there. They may be curious what they're about. Let's go over a few of the more popular rooms in here. And I guess we can base them on how experienced people are, because there's some that people, the orgy room, somebody brand new, that may be too fucking much for them right off the bat, or it may not.
Yeah, the orgy room is probably
intense.
I'm going to say 20 beds pushed together, and you are literally on top of each other sometimes, I feel like. Now, with that said, if you're in a bed, you need to ask permission to join in the orgy room.
Everything in all of these rooms are consent driven.
Yes.
No is a complete answer. Ask before you touch anything that does not belong to you or attached to you.
You do not put your head or touch anyone or go inside the curtains without permission. And I will say this, I'm going to add this, negotiate the terms of your sexual experience with whoever. And I would almost say, make sure, ask twice before you do something. You know what I mean? Like just because. You'd rather be safe than sorry.
Okay, we mentioned orgy is big and intense. What would you say is a little more beginner friendly? Some of the curtained rooms?
Yes, there's the white room. I call it the white room. There's sheer curtains. And so you can shut the curtains and still see the people next to you, but no one's involved in your play unless you invite them. There's a room, I'd say the next three rooms, there is either a sheer, you can leave the curtains open, or there's an actual velvet that you can shut for complete privacy. There is a bi room. That room is sometimes we've seen it kind of empty and we've seen it full. There's bi curious, male and female. There's no judgment in that room. There is the dark room.
Now, I'm going to back up here. We covered that last year. We could be a straight couple fucking in the bi room, and there's not going to be a problem. You may get propositioned, but a simple no should do it.
Yeah.
So don't have any fear to use any of the rooms as
needed.
Yeah,
exactly. There is the dark room.
We covered that. Go back and listen to last year's episode. Yeah. That was the one we worked. We're still not crazy about it. It's part of what it is. There's room for error.
Yeah. There's a toy room. They have the, is it a Sibian or
is it?
Absolutely,
it's a Sibian. Let's just say that.
And so they have toys in there and they actually have people that will help you and show you how to use them and everything like that. Then there is Tantra room, which is more of a room where there's just a bunch of beds. And so everyone just kind of plays in the beds next to each other, but they're separated.
I've never seen what was going on in that room, so I've never been by it during.
It's actually pretty busy.
I know there's tapestries and all that and lower key music, and I've never been around it when it was active.
So then the last room is the plus one room. And now I do believe you have to schedule appointments to play with the people that work in that room. I don't want to say they work that room, but
you got me.
Yeah. So that one you'll have to kind of look into more if you're interested into the plus one. But I know that room's busy, and I know the Tantra room's busy. That hallway is always busy. And then there is, sometimes there'll be rooms where people that sell toys, like floggers and stuff.
Which kind of pushes us into the dungeon territory.
Mm-hmm.
There are multiple dungeons now. There's the main one off the dance floor, and then there's usually a room with dungeon stuff. And I know kind of the Nopsy set up the same way, because we've seen those. So if that's your jam, we tried to get into it last year and couldn't find the one girl that we wanted to work with. So I ended up doing other things. But that if you're into that, it's a safe space to try it, and with professionals and monitors rather than some random club and random person. So you should be able to go in there and have confidence that who you're talking to knows what they're doing.
Well, and I'm just going to add on to that. I'm going to say that if you're interested in flogging or rope tying or anything like that, this is the best place to learn, because they're going to teach you the correct way to properly use it on someone. Because there's certain places that you shouldn't be hitting. I don't even say hitting, but flogging another individual, because you can cause damage. And so use these experts that are here to teach the lifestyle people how to do it correctly.
I wanted to elaborate. I mentioned there's monitors in the dungeon room. There are typically monitors in all the rooms. In other words, the ambassadors. As an ambassador, a couple of things that rubbed us raw, and we're going to really encourage our ambassadors under us this year, is the tone of the people. So this is me talking to people that are coming through it. Use common sense and courtesy. We've heard some nonsense talk.
They'll be yelling down the hallway.
No, you're not in the dive bar, so act accordingly. If you're too intoxicated, we're going to ask you to leave. I'm going to have no qualms on someone that's too drunk, just being you're way over the limit here. But again, use some adult senses and some adult decisions. The other thing I wanted to bring up is your time in the bed. There's multiple people, especially the later it goes and the later this convention rolls on, that are waiting for a bed, wanting an experience in a bed. Don't sit there and read a fucking book.
Yeah.
I'm not telling you to squirt and split, but don't spend all fucking night there.
Yeah.
Again, use a little bit of common courtesy for the other 3,000 attendants that would like a bed or would like a playtime.
Yeah, you can go and chat somewhere else with the people that you've just played with or with your partner.
And we're going to use our best judgment on that because we've seen people that literally just strip down naked and sit there and watch people. It's like, that's not the place to do it. And, you know, in the bed while there's people, a line of people waiting on a bed. So if you're doing that, you know, we may ask you, hey, are you guys playing?
Yeah, you've got so long, finish it up.
The last thing I want to do is put a timer in front of anybody, but hey, there's a bunch of people and we have to keep everybody moving. Another quick request is housekeeping. Clean up after yourselves. Hopefully everybody's using condoms.
Throw them in the trash.
Clean that shit up. I would say 75% of the people are good about it. The rest of them, I hope they clean their houses better than what they clean somebody else's playbed. Because there's some nasty shit, people.
Yep.
Act like an adult. Clean up after yourself. It's not hard work. Now, I realize condoms can get lost in places as you're in the heat of the moment. And if you can't find it, that's one thing. It'll all wash out. Come out in the wash, as much as I hate to say that. But clean up after yourselves. It doesn't take that much effort.
Yeah, there's trash cans there, you know. And I've had someone in the past just come up to me and be like, hey, I can't find the condom or I can't find her underwear or this or that. Okay, that's fine. There is a lost and founds up front. And if I find them, I'll let you know, they'll be up there. But if not, it's going in the trash when I find it.
You and I had that debrief talk over dinner last time. A lot of these people were super cool about what they did. Some of them acted like they lived in a fucking barn, and that's embarrassing.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're going to move on from that topic. Well, we've covered a lot of the event itself. I think we're going to throw in a few tips of ours that kind of help us stay focused during the event, as well as help us navigate the event and make it more pleasant for both of us. I think we need to talk a little bit about downtime. I can say I've also heard other podcasters in the past talk about downtime and, you know, sensory overwhelmed. As an introvert, it doesn't take me long in a crowd of 3,000 people to get twitchy. I'll put it that way. You've learned to spot it with me and said, hey, we need to take a step away. Let's go get a coffee. Let's walk a different direction. So we got some tips here that we would like to share with some people if that you think that might be a problem.
You're going to laugh, but I'm going to say go to the aquarium.
We're nerds. The aquarium is one of the most beautiful we've been to.
It's not overpriced. It's nice. It's cool in there. Kind of resets, you know, just resets your mind a little bit.
I wanted to start by saying New Orleans is one of the coolest freaking cities you can go to. Yep. There's so much in such a dense area that you can find what you want.
Yeah, from just a little patio with music, you can go and sit. There's a lot of just walking around, looking at the architect, just everything.
If you've never been, we encourage you to walk through Jackson Square down there, take in some of the history down there. And the other things, there's a bunch of cool shop fronts. You can still find drinks there.
Oh, yeah. Probably cheaper there than on it Bourbon
is.
Street.
Well, one you like to do is take the trolley to some of the cemeteries.
Yeah. Just jump on a trolley, do it at day, do not do it at night.
Because you may not come back to the event.
Yes. Check out the cemetery and then, you know, because it's really neat.
We've yet to go to it. We made this trip, but the World War II Museum, we've had some friends that were military go to it and said it's an amazing, or even not military, that said it's an amazing museum.
Let's talk about
your museum.
Yeah, I went to the Museum of Death. It's more about criminals and crimes. So if you're into the ID channel, this is your spot. And that's next door to the Cutie Pies. So there you go. One that you like to go to.
Oh, it's Lafitte's Black Shop down at the far end. It's a little bit of a hike, but you're getting at the very end of Bourbon Street before it starts becoming homes. And it's just a cool piece of history there.
I mean, the building itself is cool.
It looks like it's on its last leg.
Not like it's awesome. Like it's actually cool inside there.
It's supposedly haunted too.
Oh yeah, I think so. Go on a ghost tour. That's another thing that we recommend. There's a lot.
I have heard some good things on the ghost tours there, so if that's your jam, take it in. One thing you like to do is Friday and Saturday, there off of Jackson Square, over by Cafe Du Monde, they have the market. which sells trinkets and clothes and souvenirs and everything you can think of that's not normally in the stores. You usually find some art there that we like to take home with us.
Yep. Now, one thing I will say, do not do, warning, do not do this in New Orleans. Do not go down an alley, especially at night. Do not go off by yourself, and don't go to an ATM on Bourbon Street. You will get mugged.
Stay away from them. Ask me how I know.
Yeah, expensive.
Yeah.
That was an expensive mistake.
All right, so our time's running kind of long. Let's finish up with some miscellaneous tips that we think will help you navigate this whole experience. First thing is go with no expectations other than to have fun. Now, let's talk a little bit about our closing rate on play over the last 10 years. Are we at 50-50? We're probably at 50-50, aren't we?
Probably now, yeah.
Yeah.
But so there was several years we weren't.
Let's talk about that. Why did we have such trouble the first number of years?
It was a lot. It was a lot going on. We would meet a couple, and then we would never see them again.
So that's our tip, kind of like cruises. If you meet someone and you're clicking and you feel it's going to happen, go ahead and throw your bait out.
Schedule a date.
Try it then or get a contact. Yeah. Because if you just happen to think, oh, I'll catch them at the next party, there's a 99% chance you won't see them the rest of the week.
No, and that's one reason I said that about the breakfast is because that's a good time. You meet them and you're like, hey, let me have your number. Let's go do breakfast in the morning. Then you can see if you guys are on the same page. And if you're not, then move on.
Please keep in mind, there are a wide variety of people of ages, experiences, races, religions. You'll be in contact with people from all over the world, as well as people from your hometown that you never knew were in this.
Yeah.
So be prepared for that situation. Cultural differences, language barriers, etc.
And you're not going to believe, but I'm going to say take naps. I actually take naps.
That's usually my line. How did you take it?
I told you, this is one of the few times I do take a nap.
You may not want to break away from the experiences. What we usually do is when we go to one of the bar parties, and you know, two of them are kind of, we're not feeling the vibe, it's time to take a nap. It will help you extend your week if you can squeeze an hour in anywhere throughout the 4 days.
It helps you reset, because if you go somewhere that you're not feeling the vibe, and then you go to the next one, you're already negative in your head. So go nap, reset, and then you're going to have a good time.
That'll be referred back to that schedule. You know, you got a 2 hour gap before a party you really want to hit. Squeeze in a quick nap. It'll help you extend your week. Hey, here's my tip as an introvert, and it may be hard, but speak to freaking everyone. If you see them with a lanyard and you're in the, well, you're going to be in the elevator with them at least once a day.
Yeah.
So speak to people in the elevator. You walk into a bar and there's two people sitting there. Hey, they look attractive. Start up a conversation with them. If you see somebody wearing an outfit at a party you like, compliment them on their outfit, ask them about it. So start the conversation. You have to be proactive in this to get anything out of it.
Okay, and I'm going to say this. Even if you're not interested in someone, still speak to them, because they're going to bring you around their group of friends, and that might be the connection you're waiting on. I mean, how many times have we ran into a couple that maybe we didn't vibe with, but yet someone that was in their group we went and hooked up with?
Well, I can think of a situation that was totally like that, and then we couldn't get rid of the original couple we were trying to talk to. We're like, damn it, guys, you see, we're fixing to go to the room. You're not invited. Have a good night. But anyway, be nice to people. That's what everybody's there for.
Yeah.
Going back to when we still had kids at home, we encourage you to take some PG pictures. That way you can post them on your Instagram, your Facebook. You can text your kids where you're at. Please be sure and cover up your lanyards unless you want to explain what the...
What is it? It's normally
what the business conference is.
It's usually Quiver that's on it.
So unless you want to explain to your family an awkward situation like that, or blur it out and have even more questions, go ahead and take some PG pictures.
I'm going to say try something new. Try a class that you wouldn't normally try. Try a bar you wouldn't try. Try, you know, if there's something on your bucket list that maybe you're interested in, try it. This is the week to try it.
We did that last year with the bondage stuff. I was wanting to try getting flogged. And I said, hey, we're at a good spot. We have the opportunity to. It didn't play out, but don't be afraid to run by your spouse what you are interested in trying. Have that talk and try to push forward with it.
Yeah.
The other thing about that is, if, say, you and your spouse were wanting to have an orgy, this would be the place for it. You could find the willing participants. Now, the thing about it is, if you and her decided that it wasn't good, you no longer have the awkward situation of this being with friends or local people or your local scene. These are people you'll never see again. They won't remember it.
Yeah, you don't have to deal with it. You probably will not see them again. Yeah. Well, and let's be honest, the orgies that we've heard that go on there, there's usually such a big group that you're not like, there's not just six of you or eight of you. There's such a big group in the orgies that you don't have to play with everyone.
I'm gonna bring this one up for the third time and beat a dead horse. Wear sensible fucking shoes. How many people we know have had to try to find a Payless shoe source or something like that because all they brought was heels, thinking
blisters,
that was what they're gonna bring.
Yes.
Yeah. Wear smart shoes.
Let's be honest. Tip everyone that's a local that waits on you. Waits on you from the bellhop to the housekeeping to the waiters. I mean, everyone and anyone. Now, do not tip or even acknowledge the street hustlers that ask you where you got your shoes.
Keep walking. I know you want to be friendly, especially us from the South, but you're going to get conned and you're going to waste your time. With that said, tip housekeeping. I don't care how good of a job you do straighten it up, those rooms are going to be nasty. They deserve the freaking tip. Plus, we want the hotel to support us and bring us back. Woo, that was a lot of information thrown in a short period of time.
Yeah.
I think it was good information, though. It's stuff we've learned over the years, and some of it's common sense, but sometimes common sense isn't too common.
Yeah. Well, hopefully we see you at Naughty. Please come up and talk to us.
You are allowed to talk to ambassadors as well as supervisors. Now, we've got a job to do on keeping the ambassadors in check. If you're in one of the hotels, ask for Lee or Kimmy. We're not sure which one we're going to be put in yet, but they're separating us so we don't misbehave.
I'm surprised they're separating us because I'm more of a hard ass than you.
I just asked not have to work with you. That's all.
Now, with that said, though, as you guys know, we are wrapping up our show this year. So if you have anything you want us to touch on or talk about, please let us know. We'll either talk to you privately on some. We have talked privately to some people on some of the stuff. But if it's something that we can get a show out on, we'll definitely make a show out of it.
And if you want to accompany Miss Kimmy to a fisting class, hey, you're more than welcome to take my spot in it.
Do you know how small my hand can get?
Goddamn. Still not small enough to get in my asshole, so.
We'll see.
All right, woman, take us out of here.
All right, everyone, let's go flamingo.
So, if you'd like to join us and find out what events we're at, you can reach us through our social medias, which include Twitter or the X.
Nope, too much titties and ass on that one.
Well, what about Instagram?
Not enough titties and ass.
Well, how about Facebook?
All right, I guess that is more of our speed.
Well, last and not least, what about OnlyFans?
Yes, you probably have one. No, we don't have one. I'm just kidding.
Yet.
Yeah, you're probably going to get one. It blows my mind.
What?
That someone would say I was a lesbian.
That's still bizarre. And even they were last night were like, I don't fucking see that. And she was like, you don't even make out with me very good. Oh, damn.